It's Sunday morning, July 17th.
Oh, Lord, make us like you. Make us like you. Oh, by your Spirit, make us like you. It's hard to imagine how that might occur, but your Spirit. And Lord, we ask that your blessing would be on our service today, that your truth would come forth, that you would use our minds or whatever to express your truth, and that we would have ears to receive your truth, O Lord, that the natural man would not have his way, that the spirit man would have his way, Lord. Do that good work. Do that good work today. Lord, again, that we would be perfect as you are perfect, Lord, in your perfect time. Amen.
Amen.
I was reading some songs this morning. I have a playlist for you. If you don't know what a playlist is, it's a certain songs, you know, 1 through 15. That you put in order how you like or whatever. And that was when, like, my COVID playlist. So when COVID hit, it was scary for a bit. Not for a moment, but at the beginning, you know, you have to believe what they say. Anyways, I had those songs, and they were very encouraging songs. They were very good songs. And, you know, COVID came and left, really. With no major in my family, at least, you know. And anyways, I was listening to them again today, and man, it's crazy, because you think about the power of the Word of God, how much power there is in the Word of God. I mean, God created heaven and earth, and the whole Bible is the Word of God. But a song, there's some, you know what? There's a lot of, the Bible talks about the songs, and that you need a melody, and that you need songs, and I can see how you would, because, I mean, I had a couple of songs. There's a couple of songs that normally makes me go into tears. Now, it wasn't the same song, it was different songs. And anyways, some songs, they just break me down, and I have to stop doing whatever I'm doing, I have to just let the song do its thing. Just let it do its thing, you know. And it's a great thing. I don't think, man, how can a song have so much impact on a moment? But you know what? It does. Because the Bible says it does. You know, the Bible says you need it. And you say, oh, well, you know, when they say A over here, I'm more of a B guy. Just if you don't like it, just let it slide. You know, don't listen. Don't. You know, I'm so past that. Anyways, I want to thank God for His goodness and for using, you know, those things to make my morning better, and you know my days to come, and it just. Simple song has so much that I can do. It really does, you know. Amen.
Lord, yes, amen.
Wasn't the devil like the lead singer in heaven? I mean, wasn't he in charge of music? I thought that's what he was. So I think that's why music is so powerful both ways. Mm-hmm. It can be used so badly, mm-hmm. and yet God throws in and says, we're going to use it for good. Mm-hmm. You guys just have to find the good.
Right.
Because there's a lot of really bad songs out there, you know. Because I was just thinking about that when you said that, and I'm going, that's right, the devil the devil had a good voice. Okay, I think of weird things. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay.
I'm glad I'm not alone.
Thank you.
I love it.
Because, you know, I wonder about stuff. So. Well, Psalms are songs.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, the whole book of Psalms.
I know.
It's just, how many are there? You know, yeah. 140 Psalms. Yeah.
And even Jesus says, no, they sang a hymn or a song and then they left, whatever.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
So it's the melody is always present. It's always there. And to be honest, I've never been much of a song person, you know. I listen to worship here and there, but lately it's just, it's a little different. It's a little different, you know. The thing that after so long of listening to scriptures and all that, I have everything figured out and straight. But,
shocker.
No. You know what? It's a great place to be. A great place when you are certain that you are not certain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're sure that you're not sure, that you know.
Yeah.
That you are lacking so much, because that is when you can get so filled,
mm-hmm.
and then you're our best, and then you're bigger and there's room for more and more and more every time.
Mm-hmm.
I am so thankful for that. I'm so thankful that I don't think that I have all these things, and that now I'm good to go. No, I'm more grateful for knowing that I'm lacking so much, because it just gives so much room for all the goodness of God. That is so good.
Mm.
So good.
I don't know this, but it occurred to me that, you know, the Lord wants our whole heart open to Him.
Mm-hmm.
Our whole heart.
Yeah.
And I wonder if there isn't a portion of our heart that is only opened by